It is the busiest weekend of the year in Canton, Ohio. With thousands of fans flocking to the home of the game of football, providing a major boost to the local economy. But the most important currency in the city this weekend will never be spent again. The framed $100 bill the Vikings used to obtain one of the greatest wide receivers in NFL history. Growing up in the housing projects of Middletown, Ohio, the athletic ability of Chris Carter quickly stood out over his classmates.
Chris, you know, was one of those guys like the rest of his teammates, played with great confidence, you know, great leader by example, and very competitive. I mean, Chris and all his teammates, they didn't want to lose. They always competed great, and you knew they were going to play the game all four quarters every snap.
Our junior year in high school, when I seen him catch this ball with one hand in the end zone, when he leaping over everybody, and I knew right then he was going to be something.
A standout career at Ohio State brought him to the Philadelphia Eagles, but after three seasons there, he was released. The Vikings then paid that $100 for his rights, and with it came the second chance he was looking for.
If you're trying to make it, you everybody get a second chance in life, this is a perfect example of you can do anything you want to do if you put your mind and heart to it.
Chris Carter took full advantage of the opportunity to become the greatest Benjamin Franklin the team has ever spent. Nearly 14,000 career receiving yards, 130 career touchdowns, and over 1,100 career receptions make Chris Carter a true legend of the game.
Great player. He's smart. Obviously had the best hands that I've ever seen, best hands I've ever played with. Practiced that way, played that way, very emotional. Every facet of it was a gamer. And I'm honored to say I played with him. It's pretty incredible when you think back. I mean, obviously he had 1,300 catches and 130 touchdowns. And just be a part of someone's career that he made the Hall of Fame, and he deserved it, whether it's first ballot or last ballot or whatever.
He's one of the greats. He really was a tremendous competitor, and he belongs. And he's in his right place.
Chris Carter really was the forebearer of the slot receiver. I mean, he was legitimate number one on the outside, but he was one of the first guys to really be that impact player at the slot position, and to me, that's what makes him a Hall of Famer, because he kind of defined that inside position.
And last weekend in his home state, Carter capped off his story of redemption with his induction into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
What he's become as a man, I think, impresses me so much more than what he became as a football player. I knew he's a great football player. I followed it as a career. I knew what he was going to be. But for him to turn everything upside down and become man of the year, become one of the more respected guys that's ever played this game, to me, that's a lot more special. And so he's a Hall of Famer on a couple of fronts for me.
If you look over my husband's past, he's had many chances, and I'm just thankful that he took those chances and ran with them. You know, we don't ever know when the next chance is your last chance.
You're a Hall of Famer. Your work was good enough to separate you from the pack, and there's only been 280 guys out of 25,000. So, I mean, you know, I take my hats off to him. You know, I appreciate it. You know, his service, love him. We're teammates. We're part of a team that is greater than, and it just gets greater every year.
I might have to say, I haven't even decided yet. All he does is get into the Hall of Fame. I mean, I think it has to come, doesn't it? So, but all he does is catch touchdowns. As you know, he was second to Jerry Rice when he retired in that department. So, he was number 80 was pretty darn good now.